Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey and I'm conducting an opinion survey now. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
About what?
Issues about the community and the nation. This is related to the upcoming elections, you know, that we will hold this year.
How long will it take? I'm doing something.
It will take a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Just to check, I'm talking to Andrella Perkins.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on
yes.
your phone? Okay.
Yes.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television?
No.
Space? Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you 18 or older and registered
yes.
to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
My what?
Your race.
My race?
Yes.
I'm a Black American.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
76.
Thank you very much. I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will
Excellent.
You definitely going to vote or probably?
Yes. Definitely.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 10, extremely motivated?
Because I feel it's absolutely necessary.
Okay. Okay, give me just a moment. I'm just recording your answer. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale 0 to 10 how important a voting issue is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important one, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one. It is investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways. How important is this for you, from 0 to 10?
10.
All right. Then, passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Oh, how important is it for me?
Yes.
10. Extremely.
All right. Yeah. Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
stopping it is extremely important. 10.
10. Okay. Making college more affordable and canceling a student debt.
10.
10. Strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
10.
10. Investing in the childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
10. Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. The options are 1. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. 2. Improving
Wait. What did you say about inflation?
Tackling.
I didn't understand that word.
Tackling, like the quarterbacks. Tackling.
Oh, tackling. Okay.
Tackling inflation and improving the economy. 2.
Okay.
Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable.
That's it?
No. Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. 4th one, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. 5th, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. 6th, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. And 7th, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president.
So I got to pick two of those?
Yes, one or two, as you prefer.
One was stopping our rights from being, women's rights from being.
Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back?
When you say rolled back, you mean going back, stop from going back to where it was?
Yeah, rolled back. Like right now with the current actions, there have been steps back towards that topic. So that why you consider it's important to take this or that should be the most important one topic for the election. So to
that's,
stop
that's
what
one
has
of
been.
Them. Yeah. Okay, that'll be right. One. And the other one would be, what did you say about the rice equality?
Equality, we have two. We have stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. And the other statement, it is combat the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Combating white racism.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you not feel particularly warm or cold about it. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first name that we have on the list is J.D. Vance.
I don't know him well at all. And 100 is the highest?
100 is the highest. 0 is, you don't feel any warm, you feel very cold about him. Remember, if you don't feel comfortable providing a number, or if you don't have an opinion, you can tell me that. Or if you have never heard of this person, you can tell me that as well.
I see maybe a 20.
20, okay. Okay, second name, Cornel West.
Mm. 50.
50, okay. Next name, Donald Trump.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
50.
Barack Obama.
90.
Democrats in Congress.
I got to do all of them at one time.
all of them. All the party in the Congress.
90.
90. And last one, Kamala Harris.
I give her 90.
90. Okay. Thank you very much. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Thank you very much. In generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with the few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. First statement, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Second statement, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Do you
strongly
agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read to you some issues and concerns that others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. The first issue is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Who do you think will handle this better, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
And she will do it much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. The next one is, will fight for people like you. Who do you think will do that better, Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, securing our borders. Who do you think will do it better?
Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
And gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Okay, much better. Okay, thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first reason is, Some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of quote entitlement programs, ignoring that we spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. It is a convincing reason for you, or it's not a convincing reason for you at all, or somewhat?
That'd be a 10. Very, very convincing.
Thank you. We can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children.
So 10.
10. Thank you. Next question. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of websites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used Instagram in the past 2 days?
No.
No. Have you used Facebook in the past 2 days?
No.
Have you used TikTok in the past 2 days?
No.
Have you used YouTube in the past 2 days?
Yes.
And have you used Twitter in the past 2 days?
No.
Thank you very much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor. Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban, what's the last one?
Rural.
Oh, suburban.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often will you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
At least twice a month.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think liberal.
And would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. And thank you. With this concludes our survey. Once again, I really appreciate your time and patience with me. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Goodbye.